The Real Danger of the Barefoot Bandit. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Colton Harris Moore, known as the Barefoot Bandit, the 19-year-old outlaw from Camano Island, Washington, who breaks into homes barefoot, steals cars, boats, planes, and who's now left a trail of toe prints leading from Washington State to a small island in the Bahamas, where he crash-landed a stolen plane offshore last weekend. His following isn't limited to law enforcement. Websites pay tribute. He has 42,000 Facebook followers, and T-shirts displaying his most famous quote, "Mama tried," are shipped all over the world. Why?
A lot of people's lives are pretty sucky.
That's the guy who sells those T-shirts, Aiden Stevens of Good Times Printing, and I think he's figured out the cult of the Barefoot Bandit.
People are pretty bored, and they get up every morning, and they do the same crap every day, and most of it's pretty meaningless, especially in, like, an economic downturn.
Yeah, young people look around and realize their college degree basically trained them to be a barista. The recession has shrunk their world, but Colton Harris Moore, his world is expanding. He's gone all the way to the Bahamas on somebody else's dime. Recession? He doesn't care. Oh, he'll deserve his jail time once he's caught. But in the meantime, he's pursuing freedom with a capital F. And that's what makes him dangerous. Beware, America. Beware the most dangerous consequence of recession, the contagious idea that only suckers play by the rules. Because that's when the outlaw becomes the hero. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.